Summary, pre-convention board meeting of the California Council of the Blind, April 10, 2014, by Judy Wilkinson, Secretary. Note, remember if you want to read any of the reports in full, the office can supply them upon request. President Donna Pomerantz called the pre-convention board meeting to order at 12 noon sharp. Absent, Directors David Hanlon and Robert Wendt. President Donna Pomerantz welcomed everyone to the 80th birthday celebration for the California Council of the Blind. A motion to adopt the agenda as amended to insert a membership report as number 14 following the Ellen Murphy report was unanimous. Public comment. Mike Keithley, the board lunch is a great idea. Thank you. Patricia Nash, Bayview Chapter. If the board is considering cutting the Braille version of the BC, that's not a good idea. More than 30% of our membership read Braille, and we say we want people to be literate. Lots of people don't have access to computers or the money for them. Steve Fort, Bayview President, seconded Patty Nash's remark. Braille is our heritage, our language, our shorthand. Thank you. Vivian Younger, if Wednesday is Capital Day, we might have an alternative activity. Also for Thursday morning, a workshop or something. Approval of minutes. Lena moved and Artis second a motion to table the undistributed minutes until the next board meeting. Vita asked for clarification. The minutes in question were those minutes from Sunday, April 6th. Vote unanimous. Mutt Strut Tangibles, Peter. Donna reported Peter is substituting for Jeta Jackson, the Mutt Strut coordinator, as she needs to be with her family at this time. Peter read Jeta Jackson's Mutt Strut report. David Jackson moved and Artis seconded the motion to accept Jeta's report. Vote unanimous. Final Mutt Strut financial report, January 1st through December 31st, 2013. Donna asked Peter to read the final report as the one given in October didn't have all the final numbers. Peter read the report. Los Angeles, income $13,453, expenses $8,114, income less expenses $5,339. Sacramento, income $7,329, expenses $11,164, income less expenses minus $3,835. San Diego, expenses $98, income less expenses minus $98. San Francisco, income $8,712, expenses $11,339, income less expenses minus $2,627. Sweepstakes, income $3,418, income less expenses minus $2,627. Convention sales, auction, income $834, income less expenses $834. Total income $33,746, expenses $30,715, income less expenses $3,031. John moved and Artis seconded a motion to accept the Mutt Strut financial report. Discussion. Judy asked whether the final number for income in San Diego should be zero. Peter agreed. Another point regarding how final numbers were presented was clarified. Vote unanimous. Treasurer's Report. Linda moved and Jean seconded a request for a full reading of this report, and Vita asked for the title of each report as it's read. Report on CDs, brokerage, and checking accounts as of February 28, 2014. Artis moved and Lena seconded acceptance of the report. Discussion. Judy asked if the dates 2013 should be 2014, and Peter agreed. Also, she noted there's no amount for the life membership. Peter acknowledges he needs to get that figure. Jeff gave a rough estimate of what we have for general operation expenses, not scholarships or trusts, somewhere around $350,000 to $400,000. 5 to 6 years ago, perhaps 700,000, to put things in perspective. Donna reminded us that some accounts are down because we need to draw upon our reserves for current operating expenses, but we can't keep doing that. Vote unanimous. Balance sheet as of December 31, 2014. See Appendix 4. Artist moved and Vince and Lena seconded a motion to accept this report. Judy asked for clarification of difference between restricted and unrestricted. Peter gave the example of the scholarship funds. Judy followed up by asking why in some places the Perry and Murphy funds have both restricted and unrestricted designations. Donna once again reviewed definitions of restricted or unrestricted. Peter clarified that often the principal is restricted, whereas accumulated assets beyond the initial principal may be temporarily restricted. Jeff used the Newell Perry Fund as an example. The principal is restricted by the Constitution, gives us guidelines as to how the remainder of the fund can be spent. Vote unanimous. Balance sheet as of March 15, 2014. See Appendix 5. Linda moved and Artis seconded accepting the report. Vote unanimous. Treasurer's report, January 1 through December 31, 2013. See Appendix 6. Artis moved and Lena seconded to accept this report. Discussion. Judy, this report always confuses me. Peter agreed that it contains what we budgeted, what came in, and the difference. Things that I think should have a minus often don't, and things I think should have a plus often have a minus. So when do you show a minus in the third column, and when do you show a plus? For example, San Diego County Special Events. We budgeted $10,500. We brought in $10,733. Now I would have seen that as a plus, $233, but it's listed here as a minus $233. Peter acknowledged that this was a typo on his part. Judy pointed out there were lots of similar reversals, but that some were in fact correct. Judy suggested we ask Peter to reissue this entire report. Vita so moved. Further discussion followed. And Donna announced that, in fact, we are going to have open phone conference board meetings in the future. In light of the confusion, Peter moved and John seconded to table the report until a future board meeting. There were three abstentions. Jeff asked just for the net income and expenses for the year. Donna asked for a ruling from Roger, given the motion to table. Roger felt a brief report would be fine. Total budgeted income for the year ending December 31, 2013, $194,000. We had income of $178,659, making a difference of $15,341. Our budgeted expenses were $303,970. Our actual expenses were $268,159. The difference is $35,811. If you take the difference between income received and our expenses, we have a difference in the budget amount of $109,970. The expenses were greater than our revenue in the amount of $89,500, and the difference between those two numbers is $20,470. Our other income for the period was $82,661, and other expenses were $245. Our net other income was $82,416. The difference in the amount is $7,084. Donna reiterated that future board conference call meetings will be open, and you can attend in your favorite slippers and coffee. Income statement, January 1 through March 31, 2014. See Appendix 7. Artis moved and Vince seconded to accept this report. Vita, who didn't get the mic in time, asked for clarification about the designation vehicle donation processing and was told that it was not the amount for processing but the actual name. Donna reiterated that we can ask any and all questions when the financials are reassured at a future meeting. 2014 Proposed Budget, Vincent Calderon, Chair, Finance and Budget Committee. Vince began by stating that this year's numbers are based on last year's, which will be clarified in the revised treasurer's report, which we will receive. He thanked his committee, including Kevin Berkery, who missed the meeting because of his recent accident. Other members include Rex Ransom, Jeff Tom, Charles Doris, and Charles Nabarit, and Donna Pomerantz. Judy asked for an explanation of the Alpha Soup initials, which Peter duly gave. Jean suggested for a key to symbols in the future. While we were taking questions, Vita asked about a web budgeted $4,000. Donna explained that we are researching some projects and financing. The Budget and Finance Committee will need to reconvene this summer to deal with questions outstanding. Total income proposed for this year is $160,000. Total expenses, $237,083. The difference is $77,430. Our proposed deficit this year is less than last year. Our deficits are coming down. The committee will meet later this summer to discuss other matters. We are also proposing beginning the budget process before the end of the year rather than waiting until March. Artis moved and John seconded a motion to accept the report. Discussion. Jeff pointed out that while the expenses for funds from Active Blind were in the report, income wasn't. So Vince amended the deficit to $67,430. Judy asked about random numbers without attribution, such as $6,293. Peter said these shouldn't be in the report. Judy asked that this report also be reissued. Donna suggested we discuss this item as well when we discuss the other reissued financials. We voted because the bottom line was clear to us. Vote unanimous. Judy moved and David J. seconded a motion to have a reissued clean copy and to discuss this at the same call when we discuss the reissued budget document. Vote unanimous. Donna reminded folks to bring up their concerns during the public comment period. Publications Committee Report, Chair Linda Pirelli. Artis moved and David J. seconded a motion to accept Linda's report. Vote unanimous. Release dates for the Blind Californian. Artis moved and Judy seconded a motion to release formats of the Blind Californian as they become available. Jeff asked for clarification, which Linda provided. Because National Braille Press ships only on certain days, we are linked to their schedule, even though our formats are ready much earlier. Email can be released as soon as the BC is officially proofread. Other formats take different processing times. And even if all formats are mailed in the same day, the post office being what it is, there is no guarantee as to when folks receive the magazine. Jeff proposed a friendly amendment to do our best to get them released on the same day. There was no second, and the makers of the motion viewed the suggestion as unfriendly. Vote unanimous. Technical Operations Group Report, Chair Vita Zavoli. Donna reminded everyone that any report is available upon request from the office. Artis moved and David J. seconded the motion to accept the report. See Appendix 10. Discussion. Artis asked if the TOG had considered LinkedIn. Vita said this is part of social networking. She stated it would be possible, but someone would need to be responsible for monitoring. Roger remarked that on CCBI, when you reply, it still goes to the list. Vita stated it will be changed so the reply goes back to the sender. Roger asked about donations, where folks could just text a phone number to make an automatic donation. Peter thought it is expensive. Vita will look into it. Vote unanimous. Report on Newell Perry Trust Fund, Chair Mitch Pomerantz. Mitch reported that in addition to his report, he wanted us to know the three current trustees had filled out the necessary paperwork required for Morgan Stanley. He intends to engage the Secretary of State's office to find the original trust documents establishing the trust. We don't have them. For instance, Mitch isn't aware of the $70,000 versus other money in the fund. As far as he knows, the fund has $235,000, an increase from the February Morgan Stanley amount. Jeff moved and Artis seconded the motion to accept the report. Vote unanimous. See Appendix 11. Ellen Murphy Trust Fund Report. Chair Kathy Skivers. John moved and Peter seconded the motion to accept the report. See Appendix 12. Strategic Plan Update, Donna Pomerantz. Donna reported that the board still needs to attach dates to the items of the strategic plan, which it hopes to do by the end of June. Both retiring and incoming board members, plus others to be identified, will participate in executing the plan. Once the dates are attached, we will make the plan public and begin its implementation. Membership Committee Update, Chair Artis Bazin. Artis reported that she'd been asked to report to the board about various chapters. Antelope Valley was contacted and reiterated they, in fact, were no longer interested in meeting. They will be taken off the chapter list. She has been contacted by Alameda Chapter, which wishes to dissolve. When that process is completed, they will also be removed from the list. Someone from the El Dorado chapter expressed interest in beginning again, but no others have come forward. Roger asked about San Mateo, and Artis said they have not requested to dissolve. We have not received responses, so we need to keep trying to contact them. Vida asked about total CCB membership. Donna said approximately 1,000 members. Conference and Convention Report Update, Chair Jean Lozano. Added when Jean noticed that in this version of the agenda, his report was omitted. None caught this omission when the agenda was approved. Two parts. Margie Donovan has been appointed by GDUC as their representative on the committee. She has worked with this hotel. Jean then described dog relief areas. He and Peter made other convention-specific announcements. Part 2. The committee is not yet ready with a recommendation for a hotel for 2015 or 2016. We'll probably have our best results in the first quarter. We've sent out 34 RFPs. Our unofficial boundary between north and south is Bakersfield to Fresno. We have 6 bids so far. We have a lot of variables to consider. We are locked into a Thursday to Sunday schedule because of our RFPs. Until now, we've kept to $100 per night with a $15,000 food and beverage minimum. It is becoming increasingly difficult to remain within those guidelines. Jean gave a list of various room rates and food and beverage minimums. Jean moved and Judy seconded a motion to raise the room rate to a maximum of $120 all-inclusive and a food and beverage maximum of $15,000. Discussion. Linda asked to rethink the Thursday through Sunday scenario. Jean reminded us the board said we would keep the schedule for at least 3 years for contract negotiation purposes. We might consider changes in 2017. Hotels aren't interested in longer time frames. We get better rates for shorter time frames. Vida. Clarification, we can't revisit the issue within the 3 years? Donna says, of course, we can, but we're tied to contracts. Vida asked if staying in the same place multiple years helps in terms of cost. Jean said we have done that, but it's getting more difficult because even within the same chain, hotels are increasingly independent. Donna reminded us that if we do future multiples, we would thereby be keeping to Thursday to Sunday. Roger asked about conference centers as opposed to hotels. Jean reminded us of logistic issues of getting around such areas. Jean reiterated that the committee is always looking for possible leads and ideas. John asked if we might consider the Washington State model of bundling a package of rooms and meals. Jean said we might look at something like that. Changes to exhibitor issues, etc., but it's not related to this motion. Donna reminded us that Washington subsidizes its convention package. Linda encouraged us looking at it, taking better advantage of Wednesday evenings since this is included in hotel negotiations and better use of Thursday morning. Vote unanimous. Jean reminded folks to fill out the post-convention survey. We're interested in feedback on the separate tracks format. New business. Jeff congratulated Donna on hurting a bunch of hard personalities on her board. Vita raised the issue that the current agenda doesn't give times items will take. It would be helpful to have estimates. Donna said, "Guess what? The new president gets to deal with this." The issue has come up and will again, and has its pros and cons. Public comment. Mitch Pomerantz, ACB, learned long ago that the days of cheap hotels in California are gone. John's idea of bundling rooms and food could help with minimums. Also, something like the Kellogg Center, Cal Poly, Pomona, but transportation could be a problem of adjustment for our folks. The second item has to do with the CEA line item. I'm not sure where Peter's figure came from, at least the expense side. I haven't seen figures, and we want to avoid a budget amendment. Stephen Mendelson. Make sure you have proposal intellectual property protection for the name Muttstrip. Second, and far more important, from the standpoint of overall stewardship and management, I fear our financial affairs are in considerable disarray. I counted 18 accounts, securities, cash, checking, and so on. But when one of our reports says they feel the manager is doing a very good job, I don't want feelings. I want to know the rate of return. I want to know what benchmark or index they're using. I need to know if we have subrogation. All the management of our accounts, the level of inconsistent information, is literally, in light of our current finances, terrifying. Charles Nabery, when will TOG update the officer and affiliate information? Is there any thought to publishing the strategic plan and asking for input from the general membership? Steve Fort, I've been asking to pass on from Catherine Skivers. When you push Option 5 for governmental affairs, it should be updated or have some kind of message about updates. Now the 2012 report is there. I also recommend thinking about other Marriott hotels, which might be cheaper. Donna reminded the audience that the minutes reflect public comment. We don't comment now, but are taking note. Al Gill, CCB board isn't cold, it's the room. I've been a member of CCB for 63 years. I first joined after high school in 1951. I think it's an organization all of us should be very proud of. The main thing I want to say is that despite the fact there has been a money problem, we can't just ignore that. The committees of CCB work hard many times in the minus territory, but CCB has always come through. People have donated to CCB for what I call a rainy day fund, and we've been using that opportunity to continue our work. We must continue to work and be proud of our organization, and continue not to be discouraged. Let's stick together and work hard. CCB has done a lot of things over the years, and the odds were greater than those we face now. People donate not so we can have money in a bank account, but so we can do our work. Connie Gill. I was going to speak to Judy about an article, but I'll just say what I was going to say right now. I've been a member for about 50 years, and in the BC, there's always this little invite to pay the $10 a year to help out. So I think it's time that I pay up. So I have a check for $500. Frank Welty. I want to commend the efforts of the convention committee, the board, and others involved in working hard in the transition to a single conference and convention. I staunchly supported that, and I'm pleased at how it's going forward. I have a suggestion, not urgent, but consider as we move forward. Because of our contracts, our even years are in the north. I suggest we might reverse this for two reasons. A one-time 2 years in a row in the south would take advantage of our larger population there. Odd-numbered years would be better in Sacramento, as they coincide with year one of the legislative cycle, where we could have greater influence early in the legislative process. Mike Keithley. I think there is confusion over the financial reports. The board might consider classes to educate those with no experience in finances. If we're going to have these reports, let's get them professional. Pam Palagi, President, San Gabriel Valley Chapter and Credentials Chair. Thanks to the board for some credential issues we had. Pam got the answer that one person cannot represent two chapters at nominating committee. Pam Metz, two things. I heard Donna mention open board meetings from now on. Thanks. I really appreciate that. We really, really want to know what you guys are talking about and are working on throughout the year. Second, because we only have one convention a year, is there any way we could have a membership call of the entire membership sometime in the year? The President's Dinner. My problem with the President's Dinner is that it has taken away from the President's. Candidates' forums are nice, but it's also taking away from what the Presidents can do as far as getting information from each other on how we work and deal with our affiliates. I'd like to see some time so we can talk to each other as Presidents. Donna, remember to fill out this convention surveys. It's on the connection. Alice McGrath from the Silicon Valley chapter. A suggestion, which I will add to my survey, one way to drum up attendance is to put out information sooner rather than later about content of our workshops. I didn't find out what the two tracks were until late. Patty Nash, I'm really proud of the members that work so hard, and I'm really glad to be here and see how dedicated you all are. Thank you. Donna, I wish to take this opportunity for a little personal privilege. I'll be sharing more in my President's Report, but I'm heartened by this public comments, and we will track them. Having sat in the seat of President as long as I'm supposed to, but not as long as I would have liked, we need each and every one of you to help us make all of these comments and ideas a reality. Some people think I'm not as knowledgeable, I don't have much to contribute. They know what they're doing. They don't need me. Well, guess what? We all need you. Please take note and remember what you shared with us. Anything that comes to you, share with us. Share what you see as a way to make this happen. I'm proud of our CCB. CCB is us, and we are CCB. There have been some challenges, and I'm pleased we're sharing them. We can definitely work together to move CCB forward to be a stronger, viable CCB, but it takes each and every one of us. I want to take this time to thank each and every board member. We have had our agreements and disagreements. I hope I have worked to bring each and every one of you into everything that goes on within the organization. Each of us needs to know everything that's going on. I hope you have benefited from that. Here we all break out laughing because Donna inadvertently confused predecessor with successor, and of course, both are the same in this case. My predecessor or successor, same difference. On that note, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank my husband. I really do. Today was a good example. If you'd been on this board, you would have agreed with me when you did and agreed and disagree when you didn't. You've been a support and a curmudgeon, as Roger says. We ended with another question with info from 1934. Artist moved and Peter seconded the motion to adjourn. Vote unanimous.